Subscription Required by Scott Hamilton. August 24, 2026, copyright Liham News. Before the 737 MAX was grounded by the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, in March 2019, for what would be 21 months, Boeing was in the process of boosting the production rate to 57 from 52 737s per month. Stephanie Pope, president of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, addresses employees in formal ceremonies marking the opening of the 737 North Line in Everett, Washington, in July. Credit, Boeing. The company was already thinking about a further rate increase to 63 per month. Additionally, Boeing informed the supply chain that it should consider preparations for a 737 production rate of up to 75 per month. With the North Line at the Everett, Washington, production site now actively producing 737s, Boeing is again planning to increase the monthly rate to 57, and CEO Kelly Ortberg already has publicly stated that he'd like to see a production rate of 63 per month. The North Line, with a rate capacity of 15 jets per month, will get Boeing to that goal. Any higher rate will require a second North Line. An analysis of the MAX 10 delivery stream by LNA indicates that a second final assembly line will be needed as early as 2028. Boeing officially opened a 737 final assembly line in July. The Everett plant previously was exclusively dedicated to building widebody airplanes. The North Line is currently building one MAX 10 per month, with a target to reach 5 per month next year.